Lisa DeLay, and you're listening to the Spark My Muse podcast. Hello, friends. Welcome to Soul School, Lesson 68, Opinions and Confirmations. As some of you know who've been following along, I'm well into Feb Freedom. This is a special thing I'm doing in February, and I've invited you along. You can listen to the previous Soul School, Lesson 67, where I go into some of the details of this. And what I've decided to do is really scale back my interaction with social media. I've been a little bit of an addict, and I didn't realize I was stuck in these dopamine cycles. So what I did was I deleted the Facebook and Twitter apps off of my phone. I interact with those tools a whole lot less, just once or twice a day from my computer. And it's given me a whole lot more time and energy and focus to do things that are a lot more fulfilling and gratifying and just concentrate on my work a lot more. I invited you to come along with me and also to write me handwritten letters, to slow down, scale back. And whether you come along for just one day or a few hours or a week, to slow down and kind of allow yourself a little bit of a respite from the urgency and frenetic anxiety that comes along with always being connected and plugged in. And several of you have taken me up on writing handwritten letters. I was so overjoyed to get them. I forgot how fun it is to get handwritten notes in the mail. If you haven't written, and most of you haven't, I'd love to have a handwritten letter from you, and I'd be happy to write back. It's really enjoyable to do that. When I was a kid, I started when I was six writing a pen pal who moved from Pittsburgh to Oregon. And we started pen paling, and I pen paled her until I was about 13. And I had a lot of pen pals because a lot of my friends were from Canada. This was when long distance phone calls were a fortune. There were no cell phones, and pen paling was a great way to stay in touch. It also involved a lot of patient waiting for replies. And I remember being full of longing and frustration, but also so overjoyed when a letter would come in the mail. So I would love to give that gift to you if you want it, and you can receive a letter from me if you want to write one to me first. If you want to send me something, you can write in care of my studio here and Lisa DeLay in care of Ovation Enterprises at 49 South 2nd Street, Cressona, PA. That's C-R-E-S-S-O-N-A, Pennsylvania in the United States of America, 17929. And I'd love to hear from you. You can just write to me and tell me who you are, what you do, what you're interested in, what your concerns are, just about anything. It could just be a quick note. But what's so interesting and so liberating, I suppose, about writing a handwritten letter is your brain slows down so that your hand can write, and you just get into a different frame of mind because typing is so much faster than writing. And writing slows you down. You've probably experienced this too if you do any kind of diary or journal. There's something else that happens and you kind of go into a different, I don't know, altered state or something where you can reflect and engage yourself introspectively in a different sort of way. And so it's kind of an interesting thing to do. And you don't have to write me, of course. You can pick anybody and send a card or a note or postcard. And I just encourage you to do that. If you wind up writing to me or anyone, just let me know on Twitter or email at contact@sparkmymuse.com or on Twitter at Lisa DeLay. I'd love to see if you're encountering Feb Freedom in any sort of interesting way. It's a chance to step back from life as normal and do life a little differently and see if it teaches us anything and see if we can not get swept up in the 24-hour news cycle of panic and mayhem that has sort of come our way in 2017. I'm finding a lot more joy in life and in-person relationships and talking to people that I would maybe not normally notice in my life and interacting with people in a new way. One of the letters I got was from Jeff Sanquist. If you've been listening to the show for any amount of time, you might know that I've had Jeff Sanquist on the program two times. He stopped his podcast, but his podcast is called Intentionally Wandering, and you can still get that on iTunes. Intentionally Wandering is largely a podcast about simplifying life, and really he's an interesting guy, and we I was also on his podcast and we had a really enjoyable time. So Jeff sent me a note and a small gift that was really sweet. And I wanted to read you his letter because there was also some really great wisdom and advice in here. So he wrote, Hey, Lisa, I've been meaning to email you, but when I heard your Feb Freedom Challenge, I thought this more appropriate and better. I wanted to say thanks for all your hard work and dedication and for consistently putting out thoughtful and valuable content. I truly look forward to new episodes. Also, thanks for your support of my podcast and for being such an incredible and insightful guest. I appreciate you having me on as a guest as well, and I hope our chat was helpful for your listeners. By the way, I love that you are disconnecting a bit and challenging the ways we think about and use tech and the internet. As you probably know, I have been as well. And lately, I have been as well lately and found the results to be incredibly freeing and beneficial. And think you will too. With this in mind, you are probably already familiar with Cal Newport and his book Concept Deep Work. If not, check it out soon. I've also found the books The Shallows and The Glass Cage by Nicholas Carr eye-opening and helpful. Looking forward to hearing back from you. Hope this was readable. Take care and God bless, Jeff. That was really neat to hear from Jeff, and he's pulled back to do other things now. He's intentionally wandered to do some other things, so I urge you to check out what he's doing. You will find all his information in the show notes for this episode, and you can find those show notes with an all access pass at patreon.com/sparkmymuse for episode Soul School 68. And you can also just search Dr. Jeff Sanquist online and on Twitter. So do check out his work. He does some really neat things, and I think you'll enjoy what he's up to. So that was really fun to hear from him. So one of the things I was noticing as I've been reflecting on pulling back from all this constant contact on social media and other things is that I am painfully aware, as I'm sure we can all fall into this category, is that social media seduces us into thinking that our opinions are really important and into a self-aggrandizing and sort of self-delusional stance that we should talk about our opinions all the time and that people actually care. Most people don't care about our opinions at all unless they confirm something they already believe and validate something that they already believe, or they stand in stark contrast to something they already believe so that it can help bolster and solidify their belief. The only exception being that if you really care about someone and you're really connected to them, you do care about their opinion and it means something to you. But most of the time when you're shouting into the void, like on Facebook or Twitter, nobody really cares and no one's really looking forward to your opinion. They're just not connected with you. It just really doesn't matter. And it probably is only going to make you upset if it disagrees with what you think. Or it's going to be like, yeah, me too. In fact, if I or pretty much anybody else popped off the internet for months at a time, no one would probably notice and no one would probably care. The difference being that on a format like a radio show or a TV show or a podcast, people kind of join up for the journey and go along with you and form a kind of relationships. Those formats are a little bit different, but 140 characters shouting into the void doesn't really do anything except for lull us into thinking that what we shout out is actually valuable and meaningful and important. It really isn't. And we would be better probably to keep those opinions in a notebook or accumulate them and write a book with some real substance and meaning and argument behind it and reasonable, instead of just thinking that we're making this big difference in the world. That's not to say that we can never do that or that I haven't done it. I obviously do it all the time, or I wouldn't think it was wise to back off. But there's so much noise out there. We can't possibly scream above it all. And even if we could, would it really do any good except for to solidify other people's opinions that they already feel? We're not really adding wisdom until we form connections and relationships. And there's a back and forth and a mutuality and a dialogue and a discussion. Otherwise, it's just opinions and confirmation bias at work. I don't know if I want to be a part of that ecosystem anymore. And I'm really taking a really good hard look at what kind of ecosystems I want to be a part of and to what extent. So in February, I'm really looking that over. Do I want to be a part of Twitter? Is it a good idea? To what extent? Maybe I should back out. Maybe I should back out of Facebook too. It seems crazy to think of doing that because it's a way that people get a lot of news and a lot of news spreads and maybe I'll be left out. But the fear of missing out, the FOMO that we all feel, makes us feel a little panicky and we think we're going to really lose out. But I've noticed when I went back on Facebook after days of being off, I didn't miss anything. Everybody was just screaming out their opinions as usual. There was really no value there that I had missed. There was really nothing at all. The people I care about the most, I'm in contact with in other ways. Let this be an encouragement to you if you feel like all those social media outlets are draining you and the 24-hour news cycle is draining you and taking away your soul or your life or some goodness in your life, be encouraged that once you back away, it's refreshing. It's helpful. It's beneficial in your life. Go ahead and take a few days off. You're really not going to miss anything. You're going to get much more than you're going to lose. And finally, I'm going to read a poem at the end, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about a poet. It's a Victorian poet named Gerard Manley Hopkins, considered to be one of the three or four greatest poets of the Victorian era. He's an English poet. And the funny thing about him was he was radically different in his style than the poets of his time. His best poems were not published during his lifetime. His achievements and his genius, if you will, wasn't really even recognized until after World War I. He had a lot of wordplay and tongue twisters and things like that in his poetry. So when I read it, I might have to heavily edit my reading, and I might have to read it really slowly because there's a lot of tongue twisters and plays on words in a sense here. So bear with me as I read it. The reason I picked this poem is because a lot of times we're hard on ourselves. As humans, as these creatures with these human brains, we long to be socially connected. We long that our opinions and our feelings count and matter to other people because we want to feel useful and important in the world. That's why we shout into the void. That's why we hope that we can bring social justice and we can make things right, and we scream out on the internet the things that we think are wrong in the world so that they can be made right, or the things that are right in the world so we can make them known. And we need to realize that our frailties are something that are beautiful, and we can take pity on ourselves even though we're a little bit delusional and a little bit self-aggrandizing and a little bit self-important to think that all of our feelings and all of our opinions matter so much in the world when really they're part of a lot of noise. And our opinions are going to matter the most to the people we're most invested in and connected to and the people we're loving on and helping out. But we can take pity on ourselves for some of our foolishness because we have these human brains that want to connect so badly to people around us and even to people around the world. And for those things, we can truly be forgiven and we can truly forgive ourselves for. So this was a sweet and endearing poem that I came across by Gerard Manley Hopkins, and it's called "My Own Heart Let Me More Have Pity On." My own heart let me more have pity on. Let me live to my sad self hereafter kind, charitable, not live this tormented mind. With this mind tormented, mind tormenting yet, I cast for comfort I can no more get, by groping round my comfort less than blind eyes in their dark can day or thirst can find, thirst all in all, in all a world of wet. Soul self, come, poor Jack self, I do advise, you jaded let be, call off thoughts a while, elsewhere, comfort leave, root room, let joy sighs, at God's know when to God knows what, whose smiles not rung, see you, unforeseen times rather, as skies, between Pie Mountains lights a lovely mile. That's Gerard Manley Hopkins, and he lived from 1844 to 1889. And if you look him up at the Poetry Foundation, poetryfoundation.org, you can read about his life. It's a fascinating family that he came from, and I think you'll find that really interesting. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. May your February be full of respite and freedom. If you follow the hashtag FebFreedom, you can find out more details and things that I'm doing. And if you want to also encourage other people to pull away from the screen once in a while or find other ways to rest, you can use the hashtag FebFreedom and let other people know or let me know what you're doing. And I appreciate you coming along with me for the journey. Spark My Muse is now heard in 170 countries, and we are getting more people all the time. And I have you to thank for it. You're spreading the word, you're writing reviews on iTunes, and you're really supporting the show. I thank you so much for that. And I will be very excited to bring you something next Wednesday. Bye-bye. If you've listened to the show and you've thought, wow, I wish I could find out a little bit more about someone mentioned or a book or a website, that's what show notes are for. I've created an all-access pass, and you can access the access pass for just $1. It unlocks all show note episodes, too. It's a reoccurring $1 a month, and you can cancel at any time. Just go to patreon.com/sparkmymuse. Patreon is like patron with an E. patreon.com/sparkmymuse. Remember to subscribe to the show on iTunes or your podcast app, and I invite you to sign up for my newsletter at sparkmymuse.com. I try to send out a message once or twice a month. If you enjoyed the show, please rate it on iTunes. Thank you so much for listening.